This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, broadcasting live on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org. That's 75radio.org. It is Saturday, June 24, 2023. I'm at a party at the Honor Kitchen and Brewing in Fairfax, Virginia. Come out, come one, come all. Security is provided by the Second Amendment, and there's some good-looking people having some great times, and I'm sitting outside sounding like a schmuck. Well, how's it going tonight?
Sounds like better than you. I don't look like a schmuck, at least not anymore. No, I'm doing pretty good, though.
You
got adult beverages at that party there?
There's adult beverages here, but I'm drinking soda because I want to put on a good show. So, you know, I need all the help I can get. So, anyways,
maybe you should try an adult beverage then.
I'll do it after the show. But thankfully, this is the fastest hour in radio. So, we'll get, as soon as I'm done, I'm going back inside. Especially this one lady. Well, I'm not going to get in there. Anyways, we want to welcome our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Saver. Stay safe, one and all. Also, our favorite teacher, Ms. Crabtree, who's sending her little boy off to the world of work. Good job, Ms. Crabtree, raising your kids. They're great, great kids that they are. Anyways, as always, we always want to remember men and women who are murdered in the line of duty in the law enforcement community. Tonight, we remember Trooper Jacques Rougeau, Jr. of the Pennsylvania State Police, end of watch June 17, 2023. His killer is dead and in the ground. And that's all the names we have to read off this week. Anyways, it's been a difficult week for yours truly. I'm at this great birthday party. I'll have the guest honor hopefully out here. Hopefully he's not too sauced. But it's been a rough week for me because I voted in the Democrat primary in the county I live in. Why did I vote in the Democrat Party primary? As an independent, and I call Democrats traitors and Republican sellout. With the simple fact, there's positions, including Commonwealth Attorney or District Attorney, that are just absolutely horrendous. These people are funded by George Soros and Soros crime family. They don't prosecute criminals. They go after cops, and they're just absolutely horrendous. Also, so many other people that are running for public office, including the county sheriff, are just absolutely deplorable. They want these illegal immigrants to come in, stay in, and then, you know, throw the cops under the bus. The county I live in, the sheriff refuses to send these illegal immigrants that are brought into the system, send them back to ICE. Now, ICE may not pick them up anymore, but this sheriff refuses to turn them over to ICE where they belong, but they refuse. Also, we have people supporting the school board member, correct? School board members and supporting the teachers. Now, one of these people running for public office supporting the families, the parents, and school choice. But these people need to realize there are more parents than teachers. So anyways, these people talk about improving schools and education. That means spending more money, higher teachers' pay, more facilities. But there's nothing for school vouchers, nothing for school voice, school choice. And meanwhile, the feckless Virginia GOP has done absolutely nothing. They are doing nothing. No primaries, no candidates to get out the vote. No calling up on talk radio here in D.C., no coming on 7-5 Radio, nothing. And it's just like New York. New York, they nominated the person for governor was Lee Zeldin before the primary. And so we all saw what happened there. Well, what say you? Did I make a good choice going to the Democrat primary?
I guess so. I mean, you know, you got to try to figure out what the lesser of the two evils are going to be. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you're an American citizen. You're supposed to, you know, do what you're supposed to do and vote. And, you know, you can only do the best you can with what you got.
Right.
You know, so.
And,
like, you know, if you don't have much to begin with, make the best out of it as possible. You know.
Right. And the worst part is that the worst part is that the worst candidate won. The ones that are soft on crime, the one that is in the pocket of the teachers' union that wants the parents to go to hell, the ones that want to just tax to spend on God knows what. They're not fixing the roads. They're not fixing the schools. They're not fixing the infrastructure. I had to hold my breath while I voted, and of course nobody showed up. But that's, you know, that's what you get. If you keep voting for garbage, you're going to keep getting garbage. And, you know, this, you know, voters who vote for these politicians get what they deserve for voting for them. So anyways, I did, you know, that's probably not going to be the last time I'm going to vote in the Democrat primaries, for the simple fact that the Republican Party in the Commonwealth of Virginia is missing in action. And, you know, Glenn Youngkin ran and won for office because of Glenn Youngkin, not because of the Virginia GOP. You know, they said, we can't win Virginia statewide office. But the Republicans won the governorship, the lieutenant governorship, and the attorney general, who's doing just an absolutely bang-up job. But, you know, I don't know what's wrong with these people. And then, you know, people, the independent people like myself, and then the blue collar people like myself, have nowhere to turn to because nobody around here is blue collar, and everybody's part of the system. And the GOP says, all right, well, you know, we'll say, we'll be like Paul Ryan. We'll wait for big issues like China and the economy. Well, Paul Ryan doesn't live near these people. I do, and I literally. When I say I live near these people, I literally live next to these people. My neighborhood I live in was once all blue collar, cops, firemen, contractors, business owners. Now it's all people from south of the border. English is their third, fourth language, not their first, second, or third. So, and it's just sick. They're sick and getting sicker. But other than that, well, how's your week going so far?
It's going pretty well. Finally stopped raining down here. So yesterday and today was kind of sunny. It was drying things out. It was muggy. It was awfully muggy, you know. But my week has been positive.
Outstanding. On that note, we'll bring our guest to honor, see if he's sober enough to come on the radio. Anyways, check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. We'll be right back.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we are back. This is Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerke at Honor Kitchen and Brewing in Fairfax, Virginia. I tried to get our guest to Honor, but he's taking pictures with some very lovely ladies. So if I was him, I'd do what he's doing, not doing this. Anyways, moving on to our next story. Well, you know what the BMI is?
BMI?
Yes.
Body Mass Index.
You are correct. The BMI is a way to measure the amount of fat a person has on their body. Now, personally, I don't like the BMI because the result says that I am fat. And for some reason, it always says I am fat. Very fat. But another reason why I have an issue with the BMI, because you can be a bodybuilder or an athlete and be in a tremendous physical shape, and the BMI will say that they're obese or they're fat, despite being in top physical condition. But anyways, the BMI can help medical staff to warn patients of things such as type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and other mostly preventable ailments, like my doctor tells me. But now, certain segments of society says that the BMI has got to go because it has become, you guessed it, racist. The BMI, according to these pundits, Washington Post, New York Times, and MSNBC, and all these other jokers, the BMI does not take into account of people of color as they have different body compositions, and the model was based on old white men. And then black people get less treatment for obesity than white people. And then some genius in this realm proposed having different standards for both blacks and whites. You know, I guess we're going back to separate but equal. But and on top of that, we're told diets are racist. And we talked about this in the past where a black woman does the same diet as a white woman and they lose less weight. But, you know, they still lose weight. But that's, we can go into a whole bunch of different things such as metabolism, genetics, so on and so forth. But, you know, eating fruits and vegetables over a two-piece from Popeyes is a choice, not based on any type of racism and things like that. It's a choice. So, you know, if you're out there and you have a choice between a salad or a bucket of chicken, well, what do you think you should do? Anyways, black women average 186 pounds. White women, on average, is 170 pounds. That's still pretty big. And white men weigh an average of 202 pounds. And, you know, yours truly is way above that. But, you know, I'm working on it. You know, I'm doing the best I can with what I got, which ain't much. But, anyways, this is what I call the Lizzo effect. You got this Lizzo character who sings, dances, plays the flute, not very good, frolics around with a big fat ass flopping everywhere. And, you know, that's supposed to be sexy. But, you know, there's another pop singer who's a lady of color named Beyonce Knowles. She does the same thing, but guess what? She, you know, she controls what she eats, and she, you know, exercises and does things right. So we're going to see Beyonce Knowles around for a long, long time. But this Lizzo character flopping around, she's, you know, in the future, she's going to have type 2 diabetes. She's going to have high blood pressure. She's going to have a fatty liver. She's going to have joint problems, leg problems, so on and so forth. But, you know, again, it's a choice. So, you know, people need to choose the right things or suffer the consequences. It's not because of the BMI. And if you look at, you know, over the years, we were a much, much better, much healthier country back then. Obesity wasn't a problem. Diabetes wasn't a problem. People weren't, people went out and did things. They weren't sitting in front of a phone, sitting in front of a computer, sitting in front of a tablet, and sitting in mom's basement eating the Hot Pockets and looking at online pornography. But they were out doing things. That's why today you have the deer population. It just absolutely exploded because nobody goes deer hunting anymore. With deer hunting, you have to go out and walk and look for your deer. But, any more comments on this, the Lizzo effect?
Well, look, everybody knows what they are. Everybody knows if they're skinny. Everybody knows if they're overweight, too skinny. On a scale of 1 to 10, everybody knows what number they are. Everybody knows. Okay, you can brag and say that you're a 10, but you're really a 2. It's how you feel about yourself. If you think you're overweight, do something about it. If you think somebody who uses the BMI is a racist and you know you're overweight, well, do something about it. It's the people that complain the most that cost me the most money. That's why my medical insurance rates are sky high, because people aren't taking care of themselves. They're constantly going to the doctor. The doctor's constantly writing prescriptions, for type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes. They tell them to lose weight, and they don't, and they go home, and you said on the way back they'll stop at Popeye's, and I've never seen any lettuce. I've never been to Popeye's, actually, but I've never seen any lettuce advertised, being on their sandwiches.
There's none.
We're living in the world of fast food. We're living in the world of prepped food. Take the corn dogs out the freezer, and throw them in the microwave. Take the box chicken out of the freezer and put it in the microwave. Nobody cooks anymore. I try to cook as much as I can. And if not, I'll make sandwiches or something, and I'll use, decent cold cuts. I'm not into the fried chicken and then saying, oh, I'm healthy. I had a plate full of fried chicken, but I had watermelon afterwards. It just doesn't work like that. So when insurance companies, stop insuring people, not so much insuring people, but, I'm paying for their insurance pretty much. You're paying for it. Our studio is paying for it. Anybody that collects a paycheck is paying for somebody else's insurance that's not collecting a paycheck. Now, that's just bull hockey. It's ridiculous. Call somebody racist that uses the BMI index. So, you want to lower your BMI. I mean, you can do it in 6 months. It doesn't take much. I've done it many times, get my weight down because I needed to make an appearance, or I needed to go somewhere, or I needed to run, do a 3K run or something. It's not that difficult. People are just flat out lazy these days. They're just flat out lazy these days. And then they blame it on somebody being a racist because they call them fat. Well, if you're fat, you are fat. It's okay to call somebody skinny, but it's not okay to call somebody fat. You're overweight, you're overweight. 60-70% of America is considered obese. I'm considered obese. I'm 290 pounds, 293 pounds. I'm 6'5". I feel great. I feel great. There's nothing wrong with the way I move around and do things. I can still do things. But then again, I'm 65. So, I'm going to have difficulty doing things. But I've always taken care of my health. I've either, done aerobics, or I've, jogged or calisthenics or I belong to the gym. I go to the gym. I don't do a whole hell of a lot, but I do a whole hell of a lot more than somebody else, right, that's not doing anything. BMI index is not a racist thing. It you know, this is getting so ridiculous. You know, so ridiculous. And don't get me started on the other people that needed to. They just want attention. You know.
Right.
I can't remember. It was an actress. It was on one of the law shows back in the 90s. Her name was, I can't remember her name.
Kathy Najimy?
No,
Kathy Najimy?
No.
Some other fatso?
No. Yeah, she was on a law show with Dylan McDermott.
Yeah, I remember.
I can't remember her name. You know who I'm talking about. You know,
yeah.
And she was, you know, quite overweight, you know, back then. And, you know, she just decided that she was tired of people telling her to lose weight. She says, I'm fat and I'm here. Okay, so what? So what? I don't care if you're fat and you're here. You know, if somebody's calling you fat, it's probably for a reason. You know, you'd be healthier if you weren't so big, you know. And, you know, and then there's some people that just can't help it. But
right.
don't claim racism because, you know, you're recognized right. as being, you know, obese.
Well, you know, what's funny is, like,
I'm eating too much because somebody said my BMI index is too high. So I'm eating too much. They must be racist. Get the frick out of here.
Right. So, anyways, on that note, we're coming on our halfway point. Thank God this is the fastest show on radio. I'll try to get my buddy Ed, see if he wants to come on, see if he's coherent. Also, we'll talk about the little sub that couldn't. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Stem Fire Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. Ukrainian President Zelensky claims Russian President Putin is, quote, very afraid after a group of mercenary soldiers threatened to march on Moscow. Convoys of mercenary tanks and troops were reportedly within 120 miles of Moscow when their leader apparently agreed to turn his forces around. Despite the stand down from the Wagner group, military analyst Mike Lyons tells me it's hard to know what Putin's next move will be.
It's not a good situation. Let's put that on the table. This is a nuclear-powered country that has tremendous capacity, 160-plus million citizens across 11 time zones. It is not good for world security that there's this kind of upheaval happening in Russia.
But Lyons says the U.S. should take time to assist Ukraine from afar.
I think the United States has got to stay well on the sidelines here, you know, perhaps under help things in Ukraine, give them intelligence on the ground.
Zelensky said Putin only has himself to blame for the situation. Vice President Kamala Harris marked the anniversary of the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade on Saturday.
Speaking at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, Harris said a fundamental right has been taken away.
And so the three words that came to me that I publicly spoke were, how dare they? How dare they?
She urged abortion activists to carry on the legacy of previous civil rights advocates to fight for a woman's right to make her own decisions about her body. I'm John Schaefer.
Canadian officials have started a formal safety investigation into the Titan submersible. Experts believe all five passengers likely died from a catastrophic implosion. There were no injuries from a train derailment in the Yellow River. A freight train plunged into the river after a bridge collapsed on Saturday. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back, 7-5 Radio, at Honor Kitchen and Brewery in Fairfax, Virginia. James Edwards was worried about Antifa, the SPLC, ADL, whoever, coming up and ruining things. Well, security here is provided by the Second Amendment. And our guest of honor, Ed, he is too busy shaking his moneymaker on the dance floor with some very lovely ladies. And yours truly is at the party here at Honor Kitchen Brewery and sacrificing myself doing this radio show with Walter Yerkew for you people. Because, again, I'll just leave it at that. But anyways, Walt, did you hear the news break about Kamala Harris?
Which one?
the one she said, talking about three words?
Street words? No, I didn't.
No, not three words. She said, oh, those three words. And I thought, those three words out of her mouth was I and suck, and then I'm not going to say the third word on this family radio show. But just...
Roosters?
Yeah, more or less. But Roosters? Anyways... Yeah. But anyways, Ed's cutting the cake, and I'm still sitting out here. But oh my! But I tried to take pictures for James Edwards, and well, it didn't work out too good. Took pictures of myself. But anyways, moving right along. Well, you know that I was in the Navy, and the Titanic is one of the most famous shipwrecks in the history of mankind. Well, it took six more lives this week because this idiot put a couple beer kegs together, welded them together, got some parts from Camping World and Amazon, and brought these billionaires down to the Titanic. And guess what happened? The beer keg was crushed. So, anyways, the guy that charged $250,000 to see the Titanic just put himself and five more people down there. He didn't want to hire 50-year-old white guys because he wanted to inspire the younger people. So what'd he do? He hired younger people, probably people of color, to work for his outfit. And now his outfit is at the bottom of the North Atlantic. And my thing is that, you know, when I was in the service, the guys, the senior enlisted people, they had the rank of chief petty officer, their chief petty officer, senior chief petty officer, and then master chief petty officer. And these people looked upon as gods. And these guys were middle-aged. They had hair going gray, which they earned, or going away. Had the porn star mustache. Had the beer belly going. You know, they all look like me, more or less. But these guys, girls, knew their stuff. They took care. If you're a good chief, you took care of your people, and your people took care of you. You had commissioned officers looking up to these enlisted people, and these are the people that got these ships from point A to point B, put warheads on foreheads, and got the job done. And it's just so ironic that this idiot on the sub, this makeshift sub, went down, didn't know what he was doing. The people who worked for him didn't know what they were doing, and they pay for it for their lives. Well, we have talked about this earlier. If you had this FU money for $250,000 going a boat ride 2.5 miles below the ocean floor or below the ocean surface, would you?
No.
Well, why not?
No. It's just stupid. Like I said, like we discussed earlier, you know, these guys, they just wanted to go down there. So when they're at a party like you're at right now, where you are right now, they could say that they did it, you know. And I just don't understand the point of it. All right, yeah, you did. So what? You know. Oh, I did it. Yeah, I took my son down there and we did it. Well, they didn't do it. They ended up dying for being stupid. You know, there's, you know, billions of dollars. The guy's a billionaire, and you know, he put it all on the line, you know, to go underwater in a welded tub with pipes from a trailer as ballasters and like you said, from things from Camping World, and the guy stole his grandson's Game Boy controls to control it. You know, it just, you know, it just had bad written all over it. And, you know, the guy, the billionaire, must have had the money handed to him, because I can't see somebody being that smart to become a billionaire being that stupid. And bring your family down, you know, your son down there with you. You know, and, you know, the other thing is, you know, the guy from the Coast Guard, you know, was talking about they found the debris field, and he was talking in such a way like he was already giving a eulogy instead of reporting the news, you know. The next thing that strikes me is odd, a catastrophic implosion. When is an implosion not catastrophic? The damn thing imploded. They were dead immediately, because if that tin can got sucked in, their bodies got sucked into nothing. Their bodies just exploded. You know, and they found the debris field. But I'm still high on the fact that I'm sure if they look hard enough, they're going to see that some of Hillary's emails were on that Ocean Gate thing. And also, you know, you remember the Malaysia Airlines that went down about 10, 12 years ago in the Indian Ocean? And then they figured the pilot was on a mission to kill himself.
Right.
This might be the same thing. You know, he might have been going down there, and, you know, he was on a mission. He knew it wasn't going to work. Or he pressed the button to let the air pressure out of the cabin, you know, for it to implode. We don't know. Another thing that I found out today, probably everybody else has heard it, that he's married to great-granddaughter of somebody that died on the Titanic,
or
great-great-granddaughter of somebody that died on the Titanic. People do stupid things for what they think is good reasons. And this was not a good reason. The guy would have been better off buying, you know, the L.A. Dodgers or something, or moving the Oakland A's to Las Vegas instead of going down in this, you know, tin can, you know.
Breaking news. We have the guest of honor, the greatest real estate agent in the Washington, D.C. area, Ed Huebner. He's a friend. He's a patriot and all-around good guy. Let me pass the microphone to Ed. Ed, how's it going tonight?
Hey, this is wonderful. I appreciate it. I'm celebrating my 67th birthday with an incredible amount of great people. And then I'm here with you, so thank you so much. I'd like to share something with you that I've probably in the last couple years, because I'm now 67 years old. You know, you look back and you reflect on things, and I remember at the age of 12, I started watching the Republican and Democrat conventions back in 68, and to watch where our country and where our people are going. Every 10 years, I could just see that things were closing down and not getting, you know, going very well, to the point where now it's in a really different world that we live in. But I would like to share one thing with you, that tonight I have just about a total blend of just about every culture and every age, and we've had 2 and 3 year olds, grandkids of good friends of mine, and 4 and 5 and 6 year olds here, because their parents couldn't get a babysitter, so they'd come for 30-40 minutes. And I shared something with the group earlier while we were doing the cake cutting, and that is, on the day you're born pure and innocent. And from that day forward, you start growing into who you've eventually become now. And the incredible thing is, as you get older and older, there are more layers and layers and layers of life that are put upon you. And by the time you get 50, 60, 70 years old, I mean, there's a lot of layers of life that you've lived. And sometimes you can't see or feel the innocence and the purity that you were born with. But let me share with you an amazing observation I've made, is that when a holiday comes up, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter, a spouse's birthday, an anniversary, the birth of your first child, the birth of your first grandson. On those days, it's real easy to just tap your goodness because it's right there. You're so used to tapping your goodness. But that is witness that you can tap your goodness 365 days a year.
All right, Ed, hold that thought. We'll be right back. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
We are back. This is Scoop Stanton over at Honor Kitchen Brewery with the one and only Ed Huebner. He is celebrating his 67th birthday. He looks better than me. I'm in my 50s. Anyways, Ed, it's been a pleasure meeting you. Thank God I met you all those years ago. I think you were one of the first guests on 75 Radio when you were talking into my flip phone. Anyways, I got improved a little bit. But continue about your life's journey. Go ahead.
Well, the thing to kind of pull this thing together is that we have so much goodness and innocence in us that we're given at birth that on any given day, when it's something special or we want to actually dive deep and pull out the good stuff like we would and do on a Thanksgiving, a Christmas, an Easter, you can actually do this 365 days a year. You don't have to wait for a holiday a month and do it once a month. So I'd like to see more people more often tap their goodness, their innocence, and their purity and share it with the ones you love. So after 67 years, I would say please consider that. And the number one thing, just one word, real, R-E-A-L, real. Just be real. People appreciate real in this world more than you can imagine. Thank you so much. Scoop, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you very much, Ed. Again, it's my pleasure coming here at my other job, my real job. I told everybody, listen, I got my buddy Ed, he's having a party, he's gonna have some nice people there, and looking around, you would not believe how good-looking these people are. And, I, of course, I look like I just emptied the dumpster. But,
that'd be you, brother.
We are good-looking.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Anyways, well, I wish you could be here right now. All these great-looking people here. Hopefully they listen to 705 Radio. Ed, before we go, what's your take on the State of the Union? Because you're a patriot, you're wearing an American flag hat, and things aren't the way they should be. What's your take on that?
I have to tell you, there's a lot of disappointment that I've gone through in the last couple years, because a major part of my youth was in the 1960s and 1970s. And the music that I'm celebrating with tonight is all coming from the 60s and 70s.
Yes, sir.
When every genre of music, every type of music out there coming from every cultural side blended together, and we all were moving forward together, together. You cannot even imagine in 2023 how much the people, because of the music, were gelling, beginning to gel together. So I would say, stay strong within yourself, within your family, and share it with everyone you meet, and our country will be just fine.
We have to sit in your lap.
And the girls have taken Scoop, and they're, oh my God, he's getting a big picture with all the girls.
Let's celebrate!
Let's celebrate!
Happy birthday!
Well, if you could be here and see the lovely ladies that took a picture with me, I got to get this on Twitter ASAP, because you wouldn't believe it. But
you're still not going to get laid.
Oh. Oh, that's true. Yeah, because I'm a beautiful person.
I can tell that.
Yeah.
You're a 60 guy.
Yep.
Because I am too. I'm 56, so I'm 60.
Well, I'm born a little bit later.
That's okay, because with the hair and everything, you kind of got that rock and roll kind of.
Yeah, because my music on the radio show I'm doing right now, we intro Led Zeppelin, outro with, intro with, outro with the Allman Brothers, intro with Robin Trower, outro with, who am I outro with? Anyways, I got Yes. Yep, I got The Doors a couple times, and I got Blind Faith as one of our. But the song's not. I can't find my way home. It's I had to cry today. So I'm a music snob. Hi, Pete, how you doing? Well, we're having a great time here at Honor Brewing and Kitchen. I can't tell you. I can't thank Ed enough.
Is it my time?
You got go ahead, sir. The world's yours. We got another guest. State your name. Where are you from?
My name is Ron West, and I'm from Virginia, here in Reston, Virginia. Been here since about 81, originally from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow. How do you like here compared to Cincinnati?
Love East Coast living. That's the reason why I stayed.
Oh. Well, I love the East Coast, too, but not this part of the East Coast. I'd rather go to Florida or back home to New York.
Oh, okay. What part of New York?
Pick a city. My partner and I, we used to...
Brooklyn, the Bronx.
I was born in the Bronx.
Bronx has changed so much over the years, man.
Yep.
You know, because I remember the Bronx, because I'm 67. I remember when the Bronx, it was like, going into the Bronx was like night and day changing.
Right.
Back in the day.
Right. It's changing again.
Is it? Is it really?
It changed again, but not... Well, it changed again, but now it's going back because the mayor of the city is just absolutely deplorable. He was a former police officer like myself. We were working the same time, the same era, and all he did was trash the mayor, trash the police commissioner, trash his fellow cops, was saving New York City. Well, I digress. But
okay.
Anyway, it's going.
So, but you live here now, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. Do you have family back in New York or south?
I got family back in New York, but they live in upstate New York. And
upstate. So what are you talking, like Albany or
further north?
Oh, further north.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
They walk outside, look north, and there's Canada.
Oh, wow. They're really north.
Yep. So eventually I like to retire there. But anyways, you know, I like to tell people that, especially toward people from out of town, I like the down-to-earth, hardworking people of the Upper West Side of Manhattan Island. Because you got a lot of people here think that they walk on water. They walk across the Potomac.
That's because they don't know they're any different.
Exactly.
But, you know, I grew up in the projects. I grew up in the ghetto. And then I wound up going to a college. I got a full ride for chemical engineering, Ohio State. And then I made my way here. I got transferred here to help out another engineering company. Wow. And I've been through the East Coast in the years, but I never lived here. So when the contract was up, my company that I was working for as an engineer said, okay, come on back to Ohio. And I was like, you know what, guys? I think I'm going to stay. You know, I don't like cold weather anyway. So, but I deal with it all my whole life.
Right,
so,
me too.
So I stayed and I got on with another engineering company. Then I retired in April of 2003.
Oh, okay.
And then I started my own fitness company. So now I have a gym, a couple of trainers here in Reston. So
what's the name of your gym?
Rush Fitness LLC.
Rush, that's Rush Fitness. Those few that do listen to DMV, Rush, check out Rush Fitness
LLC. Yes.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, outstanding. Anything else you want to tell the listeners other than keep on listening to 75 Radio?
Glad you're here, brother.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
But anyways,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Appreciate your time. All right.
Anyways, Walt, I'm having a great time. You guys, anything you want to add before we get the party started again?
I'm just listening to the great time that you're having. Sounds like you're really going to get lucky tonight.
Well, anyways, I gotta get this dude's phone number. Have him send me a picture because, I mean, just... I don't believe myself, but anyways,
Be careful when you give out phone numbers to dudes and they send you pictures and stuff. Be careful about that.
I know, but I can't thank Ed enough for inviting me. Ed's one of those guys, just you meet him, you instantly fall in love with him. You know, he's a good guy, he's a patriot, he has no hate in his heart. And you know, he put on this party all himself, but I got some good news. Next week, we're in for a treat. We're going to have a retired MOS come on board, and he was stationed on a submarine while he was in the Navy. So he'll have a lot to say about, the structural integrity of submarines. I can tell you that when I was in the Navy, I did not want to go on a submarine. But anyways, it's a blast here over Honor Kitchen and Brewery. I can't thank him enough. And the people here are just absolutely wonderful. I'm having a good time. Like you said before, whatever you said before won't probably happen because I'm not going to say it because I'm in mixed company. Anyways, here's something to contemplate, people. Hunter Biden wrote off going to strip clubs and prostitutes on his taxes. He gets a sweetheart deal. People walk through the Capitol as trespassers. They do hard time. Walt, what's your take on that?
It's knowing what you know. I mean, you think they're going to put the president's son in jail? Come on. But they're sure as hell trying to get Mr. Trump in jail. So,
right, you got the president's son who's, I mean, the evidence is out there.
Hate the whole situation.
Right. Yep. And meanwhile, yep. And you got a guy trying to save this country. You know, like him or not, he's trying to do the right thing. You know, you might say the other people,
you know,
the other side.
It's like 35, 40 years ago, you had the Kennedy kids. You know, got caught buying dope in Upper Manhattan and in the South Bronx. Ain't nothing happened. You know, they still went to law school. They still became, practicing attorneys and stuff. So, you know, it's stupid. It's ridiculous. You know.
Right. Speaking of Kennedy kids, isn't one of them kids that bought dope? Isn't he running for president?
Yeah, Robert Jr.
Yeah, he got caught. But he got caught with dope up in the Bronx.
Sure, they all did. John got caught up there too.
I mean, that's. I mean, if you're a Kennedy, don't have somebody else buy your dope. But anyways, I'm just kidding. Don't.
Yeah, that's
don't
when
do dope.
Mickey Barnes was up there in Upper Manhattan. So.
Okay. Well, back in the day.
That's why Nicky Barnes got such a sweet deal.
Anyways, this is Scoop Stanton for Walter Yerkew. Going to have enjoy my party with these lovely ladies here at Honor Brewery Kitchen. Remember, folks, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.